2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Oh my gosh, is it time?
There it is. We're here again.
It's time to do another 15-minute morning show podcast. Yay! I'm doing laundry. I'm folding laundry.
I know. These
are my husband's underwear. Anyone want to sniff?
No. They're clean, though.
Hopefully,
right?
They're clean.
Show us.
Hold on. Yes, clean.
Nice. Very nice.
What's his brand that he goes to?
I'm not going to say because it's embarrassing.
Okay.
Oh, really?
It's embarrassing?
Joe Boxer?
You guys wear the same size?
No, we don't. No, and as a matter of fact, Alex wears his underwear until they're so stretched out they just fall off.
Oh, gosh, no.
Nice.
So you like
I can
that.
Appreciate that.
How often do you guys replenish your underwear?
Never.
I do a huge underwear purchase once a year.
Really? Okay. Yes.
When I get a hole in
you
the
buy
ball
huge
area,
underwear?
That's when I get new ones.
When you get a hole in your underwear?
Yeah,
a
hole
in the ball area.
I get holes like below my balls, and then I throw them out.
Why?
I got to tell you, my Mack Weldon I've been wearing for several years, I don't throw them out. I add to them because they never get holes. They never wear out. I know that they're a partner of ours, and I know blah, 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 but they're great underwear.
I've got my Mack Weldon on right now.
Me too.
I'd like to know why Scotty's right below the ball area is where he gets the hole.
Because he's
like,
scratching there and digging.
Are you
there.
Scratching there?
No, I don't know. And they're boxer shorts too, so they shouldn't. They're low, so I don't know.
You bike riding?
Weird.
Sometimes
your balls are stressing
that
left the fabric.
Bigger than the right, so maybe it rips through. I don't know.
Oh my god!
All right. Well, good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when you're watching. There's Froggy. There's Danielle. There's Gandhi. There's Garrett. What are you drinking, Garrett?
Orange soda.
I went out to the store yesterday
and go, I haven't had orange soda in the longest
time. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. And there's Straight Nate, and there's Scary, and there's Scotty B. And, of course, Brody's in the den. And here I am. I'm folding laundry. You guys do this. I got to fold laundry.
Oh, come on. No, don't do that to us.
Can I ask Garrett a question really quickly about his orange soda?
Yeah.
Is that going to cause you trouble later in the day? Because I know that you are type 1 diabetic, correct?
Great question, Gandhi. No, okay. This is actually Diet Sunkist. So
okay.
I'm good. I can drink this all day.
Great. You'll perish from all the chemicals in that.
Oh, okay. God. Scary.
Get off your high horse.
Once you're off of it, you're going to eat all the...
They say if you're going to drink a soft drink, you may as well just drink the drink and not the diet version of
they
it.
They do, but...
Because it's worse.
They do say that, but he can't do that. Yeah.
Yeah, that would pose a problem.
Yeah, he's a diabetic.
Yeah. Okay. So in the last minute, Gandhi questioned whether Garrett knows what he can drink or not, but in a caring way. And then Scary rolled in with, "You should probably kill yourself, Garrett, and have regular soda."
Yes.
Don't diet split.
Hey guys, do you remember when PajamaGram.com used to advertise with us?
Yeah.
They don't anymore. But I actually got these Santa Claus pajamas for Alex. I'm folding those up today.
Very nice. Yeah,
It's like a soft pajama.
Is that the one with
the butt flap, Elvis?
Yeah. Is there an ass trap on that thing?
Oh, God.
Those are Dr. Denton's. Remember those?
Yeah. No, there's no ass trap on here. But the bottoms have this, you know, that at the bottom. Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
I know. You guys want to talk about like vomiting and ball sweat and shit? I want to talk about pajamas. I really see a divide on the show. Every day you want to talk about vomiting and balls or taking a dump in someone's mouth. And I want to talk about... I want to talk about daisies and puppies
Nobody
and things. It's like we have two different things.
Who took Nobody a dump in someone's here. Mouth? Scotty, would
no.
you like to?
No, I draw the line.
Oh, my God.
This is why I don't want to
you
participate.
You have no line, Scotty.
Yeah,
well. Scotty
the thing
doesn't.
That scares me, the thing that makes me sad is people love it. They love hearing you talk about all this crazy stuff that...
Not only do my parents chime in and they listen to this thing and watch it, they have their friends also on board as well. So now they're spreading it amongst their crowd. I'm like, what do you love about watching us all day? And my mom's like, I don't know. It's fascinating. It's a new medium for me.
Okay, I got a question based on that. Am I the only person in this Zoom room who is still scared of my parents? Everyone else seems like, okay,
no,
my parents will listen to this,
parents.
No problem. Well, yeah, you're scared of my parents.
Let me tell you, if my parents appeared today, I'd be scared because, well, they passed away. So maybe there's a little bit of a frightening there.
Yeah. I always just wonder if I operate weirdly because I am obviously a full-grown adult, and I still always think about, like, what are my mom and dad going to say? What are my mom and dad going to think? And I think I might need to get over that. So I wasn't sure if you guys felt the same.
Honestly, it says a lot about how you were raised.
Yeah.
And their systems in the house and what they their belief systems were. And plus, you know, being of Indian descent, I'm sure that has a lot to do with it as well. Respect for parents is something very unique to you and your co-Indians, right?
I mean, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Talk about it.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where I always just worry about, you know, one of the big things in the Indian community. My parents do not do this, but a lot of Indians are like, what's everyone else going to say? And I know what everyone else is saying, which is terrible stuff. So I'm like, oh, I don't want my parents to be exposed to people saying bad things about me or hearing something that they think, oh, you shouldn't say that. So this job is very strange sometimes.
Yeah, I was about to say that may be very challenging if you're on the radio saying whatever comes to your mind.
Exactly.
So, Danielle, are you afraid of your mom, Danielle?
I'm not afraid of her, but I definitely think of what she would think because, you know, I always, my mom, you know, she's very straight and narrow and a lot of things she, you know, when she watches a sex scene on television, she covers her eyes and stuff. So
yeah,
there's a lot of things that I go, oh boy, my mom would not be happy about that. You know,
so. Years ago and Scary will fess up on this one because he was here and Brody. Years ago, when we would say things on the air, and you would steer away from them, Danielle, because you were afraid of what your parents and your husband would say.
That's true.
No. You're like,
You would say, I can't talk about that because
they've got used to it now.
You're always so guarded, and that is that's a major change.
Now that I'm like, just turn it off.
In your journey.
Yeah. Because they know.
I was just talking about Mack Weldon, and all of a sudden, I got an ad from Bonobos on my phone.
Of course. Oh. Of course you did.
Listening in. Stop listening to me.
That's the social dilemma at work.
Wait, yes, this happened to me yesterday. I wanted to look up aquamarine rings because that's my birthstone, and I was interested in something, and a whole buttload of them came up this morning, and I'm like, this is crazy.
So you guys got me to watch that on Netflix, and everybody should watch The Social Dilemma, but there's this one sequence where they keep going back to where these three guys have control of the sun, and they're like, huh, he's been off his phone. Hit him with this ad. Now do this, and press this button, and it's obviously, you know, a dramatization or whatever you want to call it, but this is what's going on. This is how they're pulling the strings.
They know what does it.
Nothing but a puppet, a shill for them.
Right, and when you respond to one, they know that that's what you respond to, so then you get more and more of those things.
Yep. I think Elvis's phone heard him talking about Mack Weldon, and they're like, hit him with the Bonobos ad.
No, of course.
Clearly,
absolutely.
So right before Christmas, we bought my sister's boyfriend this artisan like drink maker thing, and I didn't know what it was. So I asked Allie, "Goes, what's that?" And she described it. I happened to go to the store like 10 minutes later, and before I get into the store, there is the push notification ad of the same thing I just described to Allie, as if it was like, "Okay, you should buy this when you enter the store."
Right. You know what's so funny about that, Garrett, is we always go, oh my God, and talk about it. Why are we surprised anymore?
Yeah, like,
they were listening to me because it happens to us. It's still kind of freaky, I think.
But the simple way of turning it all off, but we can't because of Instagram and Facebook and all that, is just turn off your microphone. That's the key, essentially.
You also have to be careful. Like I've noticed too, like the worst thing you can do, and they explain this in the movie, is click on an ad that, you know, like Instagram, all of a sudden an ad shows up and you like that item. If you click on that ad, you are never going to stop getting things of that show up in your timeline because now it's gotten you. So now I've gotten to the point where if I see something that I like, it's not quite as bad. You can go use DuckDuckGo, which is like the search engine that doesn't track everything you do. I'll go look at it over there so that I don't get inundated with like ads of it later on, because maybe I just want to look at it once and then I don't want to see it again.
Brody, you're so quiet. What's going on?
I was just thinking about, like you guys were saying about you hide this from your parents or you're afraid of your parents. And I was thinking, I am exactly the way I am 100% because of my mother. So no matter what we talk about, she'd be like, oh, I'm so proud. I'm so proud. He's talking about hookers. Did I ever tell you guys, I know I told some of you the story about when the dean called my mother because I was, we had a substitute teacher. And I was making jokes and writing fake names on the attendance list and making everybody laugh. And the substitute teacher got upset, sent me to the dean's office. And the dean called my mom. And he says, Ms. Brody, I have your son here in my office. And so she got nervous. You know, is he okay? Is he okay? She says, nope. He was in class and he was extremely humorous and disrupting everybody. And all I heard him say was, no, that's a bad thing. I understand you're proud of your son, but he was not doing what he's supposed to. I'm sure he gets it from you, ma'am. Yes. And so she took it as a compliment that I was being funny and disrupting the class, and he got more upset that she wasn't upset.
That's so cool, though, that your mom thinks that way.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, don't mess with Mama Brody. Don't talk bad about her son. She will come down on you.
Aww.
She will bring that
thunder. She's ripped Scary apart a couple of times.
Like
on the
a piano falling out of the sky.
Are you serious?
Brody told her, tattled on me. You ratted me out about what I said about you. You told her that, and then he got her on the phone to bitch me out about and scold me about, don't you dare talk about my son like that.
Well, what she said was, if you criticize him, you're criticizing me, so don't you dare criticize
me. You know the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
That's such a sweet-telling thing about your mom. I love that.
I know, but Brody had to go to his mom to rat out Scary. I mean, what are we, 10?
I love that.
Mommy.
I'm going to tell my mommy.
it wasn't like that, but if I don't tell her, she gets angry.
That's like a click above, my daddy can beat up your daddy.
No, it was like that, guys. Don't let him bulldoze you.
I'm with you.
It was about Scary. Scary.
He could have had a simple conversation with his mom, and then, you know, it turned into that.
Or
maybe he did mommy. We don't.
Well, he put his mom on the podcast, and she took my side also.
Right.
I can't win.
Oh, my gosh. Your whole mom take your side.
I had a coworker's mom have a conversation with me because she didn't like that I said he had a dark heart. So she told me, is there just a different way for you to phrase it on the air so that you don't say he has a dark heart because he has a heart issue? I was like, you told your mom on me? You weirdo. Okay.
God. Who does
Can I admit
that?
Something to you guys?
Yeah.
So the other day, Nate was talking about how when he goes to have sex with his fiance Heather, he has to tie his hair up so it won't fall on her face. Didn't you find that kind of hot? Wasn't that like a hot conversation?
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Not this hair, Elvis.
So is that what it looks like? Right.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. Put the camera right under your face where you look down on it. Oh, so we'll have the Heather perspective. Okay?
Oh, jeez.
Okay. No. You got the camera has to go flat, looking at the roof of the ceiling. Okay. Here we go.
Big computer.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. He can't put the computer down.
That's what you said.
All right. Here we go. Okay. Now he's on. Okay. Look. I'm like, oh.
Oh my God. Honey, can you put your hair up?
She's getting a hair in her mouth from the wrong place.
Justin Timberlake, circa 19.
Slideshow Bob is having sex.
Wait, hold on. You don't do that, do you? Like, flailing your head around.
Jerky at times, but I mean. You know,
jerky.
No wonder you had a stroke when you were having sex.
Position you're doing, the hair can now do this. And...
Oh my gosh!
Now show us on the monitor where the mirror is.
Look at that!
What are you doing now? What is that?
Look at that hair.
But what are you doing?
What position would that be? Depending on when you're, you know, repositioning, it can get in the way. You know,
I don't know. My favorite thing is when they have a necklace on it. It starts dragging in your eye. You're like, stop. you don't want a crucifix in your eye when you're having sex. I'll take
Does
it.
Does Alex wear the big horn?
The Moloika, whatever that thing is called?
Moloika, whatever.
The bullhorn thing.
Yeah, it's so weird to have a crucifix like dragging across your face when you're, you know.
Or hitting you in the balls. Right. Yeah, that's a little weird for sure.
As you do the most ungodly things, I know.
Back to balls, everybody.
You die for your sins, and you're committing.
Can you put that around your back, please? Hit me in the balls.
All right. Oh God! Now, see, I'm being a part of the problem. This is the kind of show I don't like to have. This is so dirty.
This is fine.
Dude, yesterday I was doing dishes while my 15-year-old was watching the podcast, and he's cracking up laughing, and I just turn, and every time I just go. Boy, you must be so proud. And he goes, actually, Mom. He goes, actually, I am. Like, okay, good.
Do you know what hookers are? Danielle?
Hey, I don't know. You know what? I guess he figured it out. I mean, he may not know it as the name hooker.
He does.
Do they know what hookers are? Don't they call
hookers is very... Hookers is
universal.
Old. We don't use hookers or hoes anymore.
Yeah. Trust me, Danielle. They're on Pornhub.
You're not looking.
Shut up. What? What
Brody? Danielle's 15-year-old son, I wanted to get everyone's opinion. My 17-year-old daughter thinks it would be a good idea if all the kids on the morning show did a podcast.
Oh, jeez.
At least the ones that are old enough. Like an Elvis Duran Jr. podcast.
Why not?
So I said, what will you guys talk about? And they say, pop culture and whatever else is going on in their world. So your son's old enough.
Yeah.
You know, Caden's old enough. Yeah. Scotty's kids, not really, but they'd be fun. So I promised I would bring it up.
What's the age limit on this? Because I haven't. That other one's. What? How old is he? He's 11.
Minimum? You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. The 11. Well, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not the 11-year-old.
You don't want. Yeah. You don't want your 11-year-old hearing the shit that's going to roll out of my kid's mouth. Trust me.
That was always the problem. That was the problem with teen clubs. They didn't want the 12, 13-year-olds hanging out with the 17-year-olds.
They didn't want
the
you there
place.
Either because you were.
Yeah. Why were you there, Scary?
Why are you there?
Yeah. Leave it to Scary to know about the problem with teen clubs.
You were the guy in the corner.
I used to back in the
day. Scary's the only guy who gets fake ID that makes him look younger.
Back in the day, I used to love teen nights on the Z100.
Hold on. And now, Scary, with the problems of a teen club.
No, no.
Hey, little lady.
I hosted
Can I buy you a juice box?
Shut up. No, don't let that guy. But I
got some gummies for you.
I'm talking to the club owner.
Can I get a ride home with your mom?
He goes, yeah, I don't know if I could do this anymore. He goes, because a 13-year-old really and the 17-year-old, we don't want them in the same room. And I agreed. I said, that's a real problem.
Scary's the guy in the corner selling the fun dip.
Scary at the bar. Hey, little lady, want to talk about Wizards of Waverly Place?
Lollipops, children. Lollipops.
Lollipop for a lollipop.
I went to school with your parents.
I know, the same Scary. Case could be made for middle school and high school. You don't want an eighth grader or ninth grader and with an 12th grader.
No one's disagreeing with you.
Scary fucking hates us right now.
We agree with you. It's just coming from you. I mean, your idea of a date with a girl is she gets slimed. You know what I'm saying?
Green slime. Green slime.
Look, I've got chest hair. None of your friends have chest hair.
It's just an observation.
Sherry, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you hate us right now? Like 1 being not at all and 10 being I
on
fucking despise you.
On a scale of 1
you.
To 10, how old was she?
almost 10, bro. Scary, call your mom. Have her yell at Brody.
Yeah, right? She'll yell at me instead.
That's right. Brody's right. Time, you should have kids.
This has been the 16-minute morning show, which is older than Scary's dates at the teen club.
And what have we accomplished today? Abso-fucking-lutely nothing.
No. Hey, Elvis, Scary's mom told him to have kids. He just took it the wrong way.
Yeah. With that said, toodles.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.